Live. Uncensored. Radio Free America. Another exciting, informative hour is warming up. Rick Adams is on fire.
And we are back. Yes, I'm on fire talking about the upcoming summit next week, the 20th of August, that we've been screaming about now for a few months here on RBN. This is the third round now. It's in Montebello. It's scheduled for the 20th and 21st at the Fairmont Le Chateau Montebello Resort, a very humble, poor man's visiting place. And that's where they'll be. Now, of course, as we mentioned, there are protests being planned. There are people who are planning to protest. Hopefully, those protests will be peaceful and not give occasion for a crackdown. We just had a protest here right up from my house, not too far, in Rhode Island, by this communist group, the Industrial Workers of the World. They were protesting at the site of a Chinese restaurant because it was getting its supply from people who are, quote, guilty of unfair labor practices and engage in unscrupulous practices, and the demonstration turned violent. They were deliberately egging on the police, would not inform the police that they were going to be having a demonstration, a legal demonstration. In fact, it was illegal, so they were blocking traffic in the street, not the sidewalk. They were becoming unruly, and this is their tactic. This is what they do all the time. They try to provoke violence. So what happened was one of the members wound up with an injury that, of course, they blame the police for. Now, I know there are police that are brutal, and I know there are instances where police are determined to do the wrong thing. But in this particular case, I see absolutely no evidence of that. In fact, quite the contrary. These groups have agents provocateurs in them. These communist Marxist groups, so-called labor groups like the IWW. Edward R. Murrow was exposed as a member of the International Workers of the World, the Industrial Workers of the World. So what happened here was a classic illustration of a dialectic in place these groups have used to try to draw attention to their plight, quote-unquote, while attempting to placate a lawsuit against the police. This is how they try to raise funds and try to raise their booty. But nonetheless, and this is all said and done, I don't see any way that the police can be held accountable, nor can they be held accountable civilly for any monetary damages. I mean, here's someone who went out of her way to do something that was illegal, and it was endangering the lives of the others in the community, safety and vehicles and so forth, trying to pass. And when you do that, you have to expect some problems. Now, they're planning another demonstration a week from this coming Sunday against the police themselves. And this should be interesting. This should be very interesting what they do. But you see, that's why when you go to these demonstrations, particularly out of the country in Canada, you must be careful as to what can happen. You have to be prepared. And I know Dr. Corsi has his cameras with him. So, yes, I hope that he will be able to be safe and that he will be able to be on the, you know, shall we say, on the path to efficacy and not in harm's way. Things can get out of hand, and with the military crackdown being advocated, we certainly know that's a distinct possibility. Be right back with our callers. Stay tuned. 3 minutes from now, Uncensored Radio Free America.
Morning, neighbor.
Hey, shouldn't you be at work?
I am. As a matter of fact, I pulled another all-nighter.
What do you mean?
Well, I'm working 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Well, at least I'm making money 24/7. But I never have to go to work.
So what do you do?
Not very much at all now. About a month ago, I heard about this website. It's got a funny name. It's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
That is funny.
Yeah, you can earn $1,200 to $12,000 a week starting the very first week.
Oh, is that how you bought that new mower?
Yeah, and the motorcycle I've always wanted, too. You should log on. Find out how you can become financially free.
So what was that website?
It's www.DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Just wait, I'll go get a pen so I can write that down.
You don't need to write it down. It's easy to remember. DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Yeah, DidYouRobBillGates.com. That is easy.
It's easy, and the money is awesome.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains three DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
What have you done? Thousands of years of building and rebuilding. Creating and recreating so you can let it crumble to dust. A million years, the sensitive men dying for their dreams. For what? So you can swim and dance and play.
And we are back now with more talk here on the program, right here on Republic Broadcasting, and we're talking about the SPP, the North American Union Summit, coming up in just a few days in Canada. Yes, indeed, Canada. And that's where they are headed, including the protesters, to Quebec, Montebello, Quebec, right up north. Let's go to the phones at 800-313-9443. And we have Judith in Missouri. Hello, Judith.
Hello.
Yes.
I would like to know the number of the bill of impeachment. I think it's in the House.
Uh-huh.
But on the mailing I had about this,
yes,
they're not going after the constitutional grounds. They're going after minor events.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it should be on constitutional grounds of lack of declaration of war by Congress, Patriot Bills, so-called, 1 and 2,
mm-hmm.
a Military Commission Act, and there's another one right about that, simultaneous with that.
Uh-huh.
Those are the real constitutional issues where they have infringed over much. But I think the things they're going after in the current impeachment bill are not serious stuff. If we have the number of the bill, we can find it in internet search or other. And also, there are people making tapes of this public information, and they can disperse it. So it needs to be done. We need to have the full information. Do you have the number of this impeachment bill?
I don't have it.
People can look it up?
If there is a number, right now, I don't have it in front of me.
You're right. It may be still in committee.
Well, that's it. But I do know that in a recent column that D.V. Kidd, in fact, had written about moving on with the impeachment process of Bush and Cheney both. So I'm trying to, well, there are some columns that I have, but I don't have all of them in front of me right now.
Yeah.
I'll try to find out for you.
Okay.
But, you know that that, unfortunately, is going, right now it's going nowhere.
Yeah.
Because this Congress is indeed totally, totally compromised.
Yes.
With the exception of a handful in the House.
A handful.
Maybe a very even tinier handful in the Senate.
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
But if we at least have the word out,
yes,
I think people won't be satisfied with this current bill, but we could press a better bill.
Yes.
On constitutional grounds.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it has to be done.
Yeah, oh,
and
absolutely.
It needs to be done.
No doubt about it. You are 1,000% correct.
Thank you.
I would agree with that, Judith. No question about it. There are enough reasons, high crimes and misdemeanors committed by this administration to throw the book at them.
Yes. Yes, and it needs to be done because the next tier will be encouraged if we don't.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, it'll be worse next time.
Oh, it will.
As we saw with Clinton.
Sure.
When they didn't condemn in the Senate,
mm-hmm,
the corruption spread downhill, and it's all up and down the country now,
mm-hmm,
from a very local government to the top,
mm-hmm,
and the top down.
Yes, absolutely. You are, again, on the money, and you apparently, you've been following this for a long time, huh? I don't recall you calling in a while. You have been calling once in a while, have you? I think
not
you called
often,
me once
but
before.
I do follow, yes.
Yes, yes, and you are following what's going on, the fact that nothing has happened yet to regard any kind of effect, any kind of impeachment proceedings, and yet there are enough reasons to definitely impeach this administration. There is no doubt about it.
Yes.
And you know the reason, as we've said, we've been saying all night and every night, it's the same treasonous, villainous group of people that are waltzing with Bush all the way down the aisle. That's what they're doing. They're in it together, and that's the sad part.
It is truly.
Mm-hmm.
I agree entirely.
We don't have enough people in Congress with conviction,
no, we don't,
integrity, or honest to be able to affect that kind of activity at this point. And only an incredibly angry American public could make that happen. And the anger level hasn't increased to that point yet.
Well, I think it will.
Mm.
If our prognosis is correct, people who have nothing to lose have nothing to lose.
Mm-hmm.
So they're going to be mighty interested in who put them in the gutter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we keep working to that end, obviously, every day, and ringing the alarm here. People need to be aware of the demand that must be voiced upon Congress and to do their job. But we need more rowers at the oars, you know. That's what we need.
I know.
And, you know, a handful here and a handful there is not enough. We really need for constituents to write and call their representatives to demand it.
Yes.
And
I
they're
agree.
Not doing it in vast enough numbers, unfortunately.
Well, you're doing a good job at getting information out. And hopefully people listening will distribute their information as well.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. Thank you very much for that. I'll try to find out if there is a number on the impeachment proceedings, though.
It may be still in committee, in which case it wouldn't have a number yet.
Right, right. I don't think it does. That's why
I
said that.
Yeah, I'm thinking that myself.
But it may very well, you know, and I know that in fact, I was just reading it, as I was going through emails, and the column that D.V. Kidd, who we've had on the show, had referred to, the need for impeachment.
Yeah.
So I'll try to find out more, and we'll do that if we can, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, Judith, for calling.
Bye-bye.
All righty. 800-313-9443. Well, there you go. More and more of our listeners, of course, demand the action that needs to be forthcoming of the Congress of the United States to follow its constitutional jurisdiction and its role. That's what Congress is for. When the executive gets out of line and does what is the unthinkable, it must be punished, right? Isn't that what Congress is supposed to be doing? Yeah. But the Congress, unfortunately, the Congress of the United States has long ago abandoned its responsibility, and a good example of that is what we're talking about tonight, this North American Union and the summits. They know, those who are honest enough to even acknowledge it, know that what George Bush has done in signing on to the SPP and AU has been a contravention of our law. That is a violation of the U.S. Constitution. It cannot legally be signed on to, because what it does is it subjugates the American people and the Constitution to an international tribunal, a higher, if you will, authority. And that cannot be. That cannot be. We made the big mistake years ago of creating the United Nations, of course, and doing exactly that. Membership in the United Nations and other international bodies as well was, in fact, an abandonment of our whole foreign policy of minding our own business, neutrality, and keeping out of other nations' affairs and international bodies, staying out of them, keeping out of them, rather than joining them. The United States, of course, has to be part of that one-world system, doesn't it? So that's why we have seen what has happened. And the wars, continuing wars, the never-ending wars, are expanding. They have their way. They will continue to grow. The casualty list, of course, will grow as well, as they are every single day, my friends. And the list goes on and on and on. So, getting back to what I was trying to convey to you about this summit that's coming up, why it's so important that people be aware of it, is because it is a total slap in the face, kick in the teeth, if you will, at America. It means no border. It means no fence. It means no sovereignty. That's what it means. Transnational labor forces serving the interests of the mega corporations who owe no loyalty to our nation, no loyalty to the United States whatsoever. Another European Union, as it were. How do you like that? And that, of course, is just the beginning. I mean, it gets worse as you read more and as you go along and see what this agreement will do. This summit is the implementation of the agreement that is illegally signed by Mr. Bush and not the Congress of the United States. We'll be right back with more. 800-313-9443. Rick Adams.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
But what else is there to do with thieves and murderers taking over?
And we continue with our program now, talking about the North American Union and, of course, the NAFTA superhighway, Red China, which many of you probably don't even know, but Communist China, courtesy of even the New York Times informing us that Red China now has enacted a high-tech plan to track people. At least 20,000 police surveillance cameras are being installed along streets in southern China and will soon be guided by sophisticated computer software from an American finance company to recognize automatically the faces of police suspects and detect unusual activity. Does that sound familiar? This month, beginning in a port neighborhood and spreading across Shenzhen, a city of 12.4 million people, residency cards fitted with powerful computer chips programmed by the same company will be issued to most citizens. Data on the chip will include not just the citizen's name, or should I say the slave's name and address, but their work history, educational background, ethnicity, medical insurance, blah, 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 blah. All of that. Security experts describe Red China's plans as the world's largest effort to meld cutting-edge computer technology with police work to track the activities of a population and fight crime. They say the technology can be used to violate civil rights, they say. But who cares? Who cares about individual rights and freedom? Those things must give way, you see, because security and peace and freedom cannot all blend. Peace and safety go together, but not freedom. Now you're beginning to understand, right? So here you go, ladies and gentlemen. The computer chips, the surveillance cameras, and more. And it all sounds like 1984 here in America. Bill in Idaho, you're next on the program. Hello, Bill.
Hello, good evening, Rick.
Yes.
Yes, thank you so very much for your kind and gentle nature and your warrior spirit. You're absolutely wonderful. Miss Judith, the lady that you talked to, is a patriot of the highest order. I mean, she has fought these criminals right, left, center, face to face, beak to beak. I remember meeting Miss Judith when a small delegation of us was finally allowed to approach Lord Talent in St. Louis, Missouri, the little Khazarian servant that he is. And everybody should keep a close eye on him, considering he is from the Republic of Misery. He being a proponent of NAFTA early on, and would not listen to reason from the delegation. I hope he remembers this prior history when Miss Judith asked him a salient question. And this was with refugees from Czechoslovakia that had grown up during the Czechoslovakian Revolution as kids. And she asked, "Who or what do you represent?" And it is very evident that Mr. Talent, U.S. Senator, State of Missouri, right along with Mr. Ashcroft, Mr. Bond, Mr. Ashcroft then becoming the Attorney General, have been representing these Khazarian beasts for a long, long time. And now a new generation has to be raised up with this eternal vigilance to fight the same minions. It's sad that you in the, glory days, you know, would have much better things to do than getting on the air and trying to wake up the sleepy sheepies. But I wanted to ask, did you get a chance to listen to Alex Jones this morning?
No, I haven't.
Everybody in this listening population that didn't needs to immediately, after the programming that's relevant on RBN, and that's all the way up and through the night, but as soon as they can get a chance, listen to that program, because they have got all the documentation, all the evidence, right down to the local pastor, the local priest, the local minister, or the local church, that are taking money from the federal government to preach Peter 13 or whatever, you know, obey
Romans,
the,
Romans 13.
Romans 13. And
obedience to the state, yes.
Yes, the state.
The higher powers, right?
The higher power,
yes.
Indeed.
I thought the Lord was the higher power.
That's the rumor. It is just absolutely pathetic. Any male that's in this population that does not have his liberty teeth well prepared, oiled, and provided for, as well as a little bit of money that Robbie always talks about, the real money, prepared for this going in.
Sure.
Alex discusses it in total.
Very interesting. Well, you want to hang on, you may, but we've got to take a break,
you.
All right?
Appreciate it.
Thank you. We'll be right back with you and our other callers right after this message, right here on Republic Broadcasting Network, Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond from Most Holy Family Monastery. We are now offering a critically important $10 package. The package contains 3 DVDs with 10 different programs, our new 658-page book called The Truth About What Really Happened to the Catholic Church After Vatican II, which is the most comprehensive book ever produced on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. You also get another 335-page book and other material. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word, monastery, spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. At the website, you can watch all of our videos for free, read sample chapters of the new book and other articles, or call us 24 hours a day at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or you can mail in your order to us at Most Holy Family Monastery, 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The price of the whole package is $10, which includes media mail shipping, $15 for UPS ground, or $30 outside the U.S. MostHolyFamilyMonastery.com.
All right, if you want to know the truth, I don't much care for the time I was born into. It seems people aren't dying fast enough these days. They call upon science to invent new, more efficient weapons to depopulate the earth.
Hey, we're back now, and we still have Bill from Idaho with us, right, Bill?
Yes, sir, you certainly do. Much appreciated.
Yes, you always have so much to say, so say it.
Well, I just wanted to close, Rick, with our profound thanks for everything that real Christian broadcasting does in this country. As few of you that are there on the front lines, we appreciate the ammunition that you send down line for the troops in the trenches. But that goes to my situation in particular, and I have a very good piece of equipment. I, you know, have throwaway cast-off cassette tapes out of Goodwill or St. Vincent de Paul or whoever will give them to me. But everything that comes out of that speaker goes onto a tape. Hello? Hello? Oh.
I can hear you, Bill. Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Fine, fine.
Well,
okay,
basically,
continue.
All I was going to say is anybody that's got a cassette player and can get it on tape or get it onto disc, hand it out at the flea markets, hand it out at the truck stops, Anybody that's got a cassette player in their Jeep or their pickup can take them on trips and hand them out. The message needs to get out far and wide, quickly, very quickly.
That's what we hope we can continue to do.
Well,
amen for that, Bill. Thank you for making
you.
It so encouraging. Appreciate
Thank you,
it.
Sir.
Thank you. Okay, you heard it right here right on the program, Uncensored Radio Free America. People who listen far and wide are determined to do what needs to be done to expose the evils in our country. You know, there is something that we're seeing. The true people of God, I believe, the people who are the true Christians are really the humble ones. And the ones that are praying for us, praying for America, repenting, fasting, people are doing a lot of things that I think are very important. And when it comes to fasting, you know, in the Christian faith, people are sacrificing and praying that America will at least recognize her heritage and return to the ways of her fathers, to get back to the Father in heaven. And, you know, he'll heal the land if you did that. And I think that that's the first priority, in my humble view, first order of business. As Lindsay Williams has said so often, get your house in order, your spiritual house, and all of these other things will definitely correct themselves. But the exposure of political corruption must be concomitant with the exposure of religious corruption, because that indeed is where it all emanates from. The church, the so-called church, the counterfeit church, is corrupt. It is a duplicate, a counterfeit, a copy, but not the real thing. And that is the deception that is the greater deception than the political, my friends. Just keep that in mind. John in Texas is next. Hello, John.
Hi. Good evening, Rick. How
yes.
are you?
Good. Thank you.
Rick, I just wanted to comment on... You know, Bush made this security and prosperity agreement in Waco, Texas, not long ago.
2005, and, yes.
Right. And it just, this essentially is, you know, is not a true treaty.
No, of course not. He cannot make a treaty. He doesn't have the authority to bypass the Congress.
Well, how is it that an agreement, you know, agreements are made among, you know, gentlemen or made with spouses or made, it's agreements are not a binding legal document or anything of that nature. I mean, this was made in some back room, you know, under the table deal, in some back room without the consent or knowledge of the people or of the House or the Senate. How can this? I don't understand how this can be. How we can even run with that? Yeah, you know.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, I know what you mean.
And that's number one. Number two, there for a while, there was a lot of talk about the fact that Mexico, on this NAFTA highway, wasn't going to pay for the highway in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
That we were going to have to build it and pay for it with tax dollars from American citizens.
Yes.
In Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't heard any more about that. It's been kind of hush-hush. And then thirdly, I guess it's been about 4 months ago, I was listening to RBN on the weekend. And it wasn't, you know, of course it wasn't your show, but it was, they had some international tribunal meeting that had taken place in Italy, and they were airing the Italian their thoughts and understandings about Bush and the Middle East. And on that program, they had mentioned that Bush and Cheney had been tried by Den Haag and by another tribunal in Chile, and thirdly by another tribunal in Japan. And on all three of these tribunals, Bush and Cheney had been found guilty of War Crimes Act,
mm-hmm.
and furthermore, crimes even more serious crimes against humanity because of the depleted uranium that was being used in that geographic area is going. You know, it doesn't distinguish. You know who it kills.
That's right,
and it's being spread. You know, all through the Middle East and around the world as well.
Mm-hmm.
And it just seemed like if those three tribunals had found both Cheney and Bush guilty, that this would be something that they could run with as far as impeachment, crimes against humanity. Just a kind of a thought there that I had.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure it's a whole lot more difficult and more entailing than simply doing it. I mean, you know, there's a certain amount of diplomacy that has to transpire for us to impeach a president, but
Understood. It
seems like, you know... I mean, if we could impeach Clinton, it seems like to me this guy is just gone. I mean, he's scary. This guy is truly scary.
He's
not
the worst.
Clinton wasn't scary. The more you learn about him and the more you know, he was pretty scary but kept it covered up.
Who's that?
Clinton.
Oh, yes,
he
absolutely.
Was pretty scary, too, but he just... Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't really all come out until after he left office, you know. He's the one who initiated the first North American Free Trade Agreement,
mm-hmm.
and under his presidency. And it's just, you know, the more you know about the guy, the more you find out about the guy, the you find out that... really and truly, it was just as bad as any of them are. But it just seemed to me that, I mean, how much does Bush have to do and Cheney have to do before people say enough is enough? I mean, mm-hmm. we're basically fighting an unethical war in the Middle East that is... we're trying to wipe out a population of people over there, basically. It's come down to that. I mean, we're exterminating and killing the Iraqi citizens, and so many of them have fled. Millions and millions have fled the country.
Mm-hmm. Particularly Christians.
Yeah, right. And, and you look at the country and you look at the news reports and stuff and how many years have we been there, and it's just a rubble heap. I mean, just a heap of rubble. I mean, you know, you've got to know that we're not doing them any good. It would probably behoove us, it definitely would behoove us to peacefully bow out of that country and... Because they're never, you know, the opposition is never going to stop. And until people realize the opposition, you know, we'll have to kill every Muslim in the Middle East, period, before the opposition would ever stop. and that's not going to happen. It's just a losing situation all the way around, and poorly founded one at that.
Indeed. You see, that's the whole point of the fact is that it is designed to do what it is doing, and that is destroying and diminishing America, you see. America is being isolated. America is being hated. America is being reduced to a postage stamp size nation by the policies of her own leaders.
Absolutely.
It's not for our betterment, and it's not that they're doing anything for our interest. They're doing it for globalist interest, and that entails the dismantling of the United States. Thank you for the call, John. I'm going to
move
along. Appreciate it very much. Call again. Just want to mention again the address. Those of you who are going to buy Wrongly Blamed, the book, you can send your check or money order. Make it $13. $10 for the book, half price. $3 media mail shipping. Knowledge House Publishers. That's Knowledge House Publishers, 105 East Town Line Road. East Town Line Road, Unit 116. And that's in Vernon Hills, Illinois. Vernon with a V. Vernon Hills, Illinois, 60061. Back to the phones. Leslie in Virginia. Hi, Leslie. That's you. That's you, Leslie. You're on.
Okay. Rick, Congress's approval rating is at 14%.
Very chilly.
14%. And I'll tell you, the idea that Hillary, who is a Bilderberg member, Charlie Rangel, you know, he's pushing for the draft. You got Harry Reid, his three son-in-laws are running around as lobbyists, and his son, pushing the one world order, what I call it the one world odor doctrine, which everybody knows is in direct conflict with our Constitution. Mm-hmm. And you got McLean running for president, and again, he's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, the big amnesty man, the big globalist. All we have to do, Rick, all we have to do is stand up. Enough is enough. We have a federal law that specifically prohibits this type of behavior and this type of activity. It's called the Logan Act. What is it? It's a federal law for federal officials to attend secret meetings with private citizens to develop public policies. We want the federal laws enforced. We want these people arrested when they attend this meeting in Canada and they are breaking the federal laws of the United States, and we want them enacted. Now, I suggest that we call our Congress. Even though their approval rating is 14%, we still call them, and we demand that the Logan Act be enforced. When they attend this meeting, and their phone number is 877-851-6437. It's a toll-free number. I will repeat, 877-851-6437.
Mm-hmm.
There's another number at 202-224-3121. They can call that number or 202-225-3121. It'll carry both. Mm-hmm. The point being, we have to stand up, Rick. The reason why we're at the point we are is because of the massive corruption and the massive stupidity. We need to force and demand congressional action and have the Logan Act enforced, and every single attendee that is a federal official that is attending this secret meeting with private citizens developing public policies need to be arrested.
Amen.
Very simple.
That's true. I mean, enforce the law.
That's correct. And
that's
meanwhile,
all.
We have the Border Patrol agents, Romeos and Campion, sitting in solitary confinement, protecting my rights and this country's, doing their job. And you had Johnny Sutton take care of the little situation, to send a message to Mexico. Was about time that the American people sent a message to Congress. We are fed up.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's keep calling. Keep the heat on.
And I really look forward next week to Dr. Corsi.
Yeah, we got to schedule him when he comes back. Let's hope that he has a successful journey and that he could definitely bring back some very eye-opening video.
Well, his book is the number one nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting that the publisher was WND Publishers, and because obviously he was having problems, and it must really get under their skin. That's the number one nonfiction book on the market. So Congress can't say they don't know. The American people can only put their heads in the sand for so long. For so long. It's the number one nonfiction book on the New York Times bestsellers list.
That's right. Thank you, Leslie, for that word. I appreciate you calling me.
Oh, thank you.
Amen. All right, we'll be back with Henry next. Stay tuned for more continuing Uncensored Radio Free America Talk.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately one in four families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
It is through the use of ritual that evil gets power. What do you think those people do at Bohemian Grove? It is ritual. They gather and perform ritual with evil intent. The more vile the ritual, the greater the evil that comes from it. This is done to spread their evil influence and control over our lives. Legend has it that the Knights Templar found the Holy Grail, and it was this that made them so powerful. Can we really believe they found the Holy Grail in their dig at the Temple of Solomon? What they most likely found was the occult knowledge of the greatest magician of all, Solomon. This is what turned the Templars from monks into masons. We, ordinary people, can use these same principles and empower ourselves to obtain protection and favors. The Bible is loaded with examples of how ritual was used by prophet and angel. Ritual prayer is an effective way of getting results. We can use it to bring positive results to one's family, community, and even nation. For more information and ordering on the book, The Power of Ritual Prayer, go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner. Call 215-500-2972.
All right, round up the boys.
All right, we're back. Rick Adams, Radio Avenger. And we are going to take one final call tonight. That's from Henry of Connecticut. Hello, Henry.
Yeah, hi. How you doing?
Good. Yeah, I'm doing good.
That was a
interesting call from Leslie. She's always very informative.
Yes, although this
time she sounds like she's really, really peed off. But
well, I, you know, that's the
I
kind of spunk
her.
We need more of.
Yeah, I know. Actually, it's funny. She sounds kind of like what I sound like, but this was a while ago when I called that conversation I had up there with Kennedy's Kennedy's aide.
Oh, by the way, speaking of that, I didn't mean to interrupt you.
Go ahead.
But you mentioned that, you know, when you spoke to Kennedy on the hate crimes bill, you know, you got that usual, you know, run-of-the-mill scripted response. Well, some of us in Rhode Island have been getting the similar sort of nonsense from our freshman senator, Sheldon Whitehouse, who has been spieling off letters saying the same thing. Thank you for your call on opposition to the bill. However, the bill has safeguards in it, and there will be no, you know, there is an absolute prohibition on any repeal of the First Amendment or punishing people for their views or speech, which, of course, is totally obfuscation.
That's bull crap.
Is the kind of, it's a form letter, and it was a scripted letter that was sent out to people who have called in opposition. But that doesn't stop people from calling and writing, because they're continuing to point out that all he has to do is just read the history of ADL, and he ought to know because he's one of their little puppets on a chain, and see what they've done with this legislation. Yes.
Yeah.
They've done this in every state where it's been enacted. Now they're saying it's not enough. We need a federal law in violation of the Constitution. We don't need any federal involvement in local states' issues or criminal matters.
Yeah, but see, if a Mexican comes over the border with an AK-47 and they want to blow you away and everything else, that's not a hate crime, though, right? You know, I mean, you're supposed to let them in. No, it was Christopher Shays that sent me the letter. When I talked to Kennedy, I got lucky because what happened was I got the phone call aid, and for some reason, I got into a conversation and he put me over to the inner aid. And I believe it was the inner aid assistant that I got, which is rare. Yep. Most of the time I don't. And that's how it started. Mm-hmm. But it's not funny. You know, I shouldn't laugh. But he was giving me the shaft, though, you know, about, you know, well, it has nothing about freedom of speech whatsoever and blah, 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 you know.
Exactly.
And, but after a while, he sort of shut up.
Well, this is what they've been
told. I knew what
I
was talking about.
They haven't even read the bill, I can assure you.
Oh, he has read
it, though. The White House hasn't.
Yeah, but he has.
He
said he did.
But don't forget,
most of them don't.
He was
though.
Coached.
That's true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, most of. Back to the thing with. I want to ask you something. This may sound kind of off subject, but I want to ask you something about Providence.
Mm-hmm.
That may sound weird. Maybe it'd be hard for you to tell, but if let's say that area of Providence, is it kind of like really kind of frisky over there? And the reason why I ask that is that when I call these. What you call conference lines, date lines, like Quest and QUEST and a couple others, I notice I get some, when I listen to ads, you know, I get some real frisky, like horny type calls from Providence. So that's why I'm wondering, is that like a kind of a, you know?
Well, Providence has gone, has taken a deep dive, I mean, it's known.
Oh, it is? It's really hot over there?
Yes. And in some ways, in certain parts of the city, We have Mayor Cicilline, the homosexual mayor in Providence.
Oh, I don't mean straight stuff, though. I don't mean gay.
Well, it's all around, unfortunately.
Oh, okay.
Providence has gone downhill, but, we'll talk about it sometime. Thank you, Henry. We'll have you visit, all right? Okay,
all right,
good night, everyone. I have to say goodbye tomorrow night. I'll be off, back again, Lord willing, Monday night. Rick Adams, good night, everyone.
It's true.